Agenda item number 10, discussion and possible action on revisions to water contracting forms by Kenny Jenkins, staff counsel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to talk about the water contracting forms and revisions we've made to them. We currently have four different contracts, system water availability agreement, interruptible water availability agreement, and two ag forms of the same contracts. We haven't revised them since 2010. And with the upcoming sale of SysOps Water, we wanted to update the contracts and address other issues such as changes in statute, state water conditions such as drought, and our current operation policy. The SysOps permit will require certain provisions in the contract that we don't currently have, and they're addressed in blue when we get to the contract. TCEQ has changed some statutes that we have to address, such as drought contingency plans and water conservation and reporting requirements. And we want to ensure consistency with the water policy and our practices. The updates reflect the current practices. We strengthened some remedies for overuse, such as charging more money as a penalty, and allowed us the ability to disable meters. In addition, we've also added some at least the sections about the permit and some other non-substantive edits we also have made. Sorry, this is my first one of these.
You're doing great.
Nancy, can you bring up the swap?
Paralyzed.
Yeah. And we're looking to go over the system water availability agreement. We have three other forms, and the same edits were made in them for the interruptibles and stuff, but instead of going through four, I'm just going to do one. As you can see on the left, the recitals have been condensed, and that blue paragraph is one of the paragraphs we're adding to for the SysOps contracts. In the definitions over here, we just updated some definitions to reflect statute. Next page. In some of these sections, such as availability of water, we added language in there about drought that allows us more of the ability to curtail in case of a drought. We pulled some sections out, such as type of use, that were buried in other paragraphs and moved them up. Next page. That's one more page. In the remedies section for overuse, we added a surcharge that was in excess. I think we previously had two or three times, and now we went up to 10, or the lesser of allowed by law. We also added the ability to disable or cut off a metering. In diversion rate for downstream, we changed the language to more accurately reflect our current practices. Next page. We added some more requirements for withdrawal facilities and regulations there. In the metering, we added the ability to get access to the meters to disable. Reporting, we changed to address TCEQ requirements. Next page. We pulled out the drought contingency and water conservation, made those two different sections that kind of conform with the policies adopted in April. Next page. That's one of the other provisions we added for the SysOps contracts. Next page. In the water surplus and resale and assignment section, we just made that reflect the water policy that was adopted in April. Next page. Next page. And in the, I guess it was back one page. Sorry. In the term of agreement section, where that went, we added some language for when we do extensions to make it better for us to be able to actually review the water available instead of just granting a blanket extension. And I think that's it, if there's any questions for the resolution.
Kenny, I wanted to just add one thing. One of the difficulties when you're doing a contract that is going to be executed for 30 years is the fact that you have to see into the future. And I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't. So when I look back, and just in the terms of time that I've been here, at one point, water availability was greater, and we didn't have the same considerations in contracting for the sale of water that we have today. So part of what we're trying to do here is maintain a form that's consistent with what our current customers have, our current system customers have, so we have continuity in those system contracts, but yet address the fact that we're going to be entering into contracts for a 30-year window. So when we put in provisions like a higher penalty for overuse, it's because we have to stop and think that at some point people might just be so desperate for water that they're willing to take it regardless, and that will adversely impact other people's ability to get water who have contracted with us. So that's why we're going in. We've attempted to do everything we can to be consistent with our current contracting methodology, but also look toward the future and think, what do we need to do to protect all of our customers? So thank you, Kevin.
Are there any questions?
Yes.
I'd like to make a comment. Okay. I thought you did real well.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. And the use of color was good, too.
Yes. Director LaChance.
I can't. David, it's my understanding that you proactively met with the customers about these contract changes a few months ago. Is that correct?
We have not met with the customers about these contract changes. We met with the customers
rates.
To talk about rates. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you have a question? Any other further questions? All right. Seeing none, read your resolution, please.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following revised Brazos River Authority standard water contract forms as presented at its July 29, 2019 meeting to be effective July 30, 2019. The System Water Availability Agreement Form for long-term water, the Interruptible Water Availability Agreement Form for interruptible water, and the System Water Availability Agreement Form and Interruptible Water Availability Form for agriculture water.
You have heard the resolution.
Second.
There's a motion to adopt.
Second.
By Mr. Taylor and a second by Director Wilson. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.